Well, you may not have heard about corn stunt disease, but it's been dropping corn yields in Argentina by as much as 10 to 15%.
Corn stunt disease is a disease that is caused by a spiroplasma that is actually transmitted by leafhoppers in the field.
And that's Dr. Darcy Talenko, Associate Professor of Plants Pathology at Purdue University.
Generally here in the United States, we have detected the disease, but it's been a minor issue. It's mainly been found in the southern part of the United States, in southern Florida and Texas. And I know you're talking about they're having major issues in Argentina, but here in the United States, it's been around for a while, so that I have reports that they found it in California in 1996, and they continue to find it. But generally, we don't think it's leading to significant losses here in the United States.
So far, she says, two things are absent here in Michigan that would lead to the spread of corn stunt disease.
The inoculum has to be present for the leafhopper to pick it up, and then you have to have populations of the leafhopper with the disease that would spread it through the crop canopy.
Overall, Dr. Talenko says she's not worried about corn stunt disease impacting corn yields in the Midwest.
Generally, we don't see many viral diseases here in the United States causing losses to corn. So I would say not really a disease problem I'm worried about seeing. I would keep an eye out, I guess, if I start hearing more reports out of Texas or Florida, where they might start seeing a little bit more infection since it's already been documented there and they've seen in California. So again, we'll monitor that and we'll keep an ear out with our counterparts that are in those states if they start seeing a problem with it. So I'm hoping it's not a disease that we're going to have to worry about.
The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange has lowered Argentina's corn production estimates this year by 2 million tons due to the recent impact of the disease. I'm CJ Miller.